listening to the Career Musician Podcast with creator and host, Nomad. With 20-plus years of experience in the music industry, Nomad has done just about everything to earn a living as a career musician. From being music director to celebrity artists, playing iconic arenas and stadiums, composing for film and TV, and even playing your average local club gigs, he's done it all. Nomad's mission is to empower musicians across the globe with strategies for a sustainable career while blasting stereotypes, and to bring you tried and true wisdom from his colleagues in this crazy business we call music.
Welcome to The Career Musician. On this episode, we have Keith Nelson, bass player extraordinaire, who is also multi-talented as he started out on the saxophone. Keith is from the Vegas area, and he and I met working with David Foster. We were in the house band for a charity event that Foster was hosting out here in Los Angeles, and Keith and I had the opportunity to chop it up real quickly on a break in between sound-checking artists. I believe, in fact, that night we were working with Gladys Knight, Kelly Clark, Josh Groban, and a few others. Keith's credits read like a who's who in the music industry. Adam Levine, Andrea Bocelli, Andy Grammer, Ariana Grande, CeeLo Green, Chaka Khan, Donna Summer, Diana Ross, Jason Derulo, Kenny Loggins, and many more. Check out this awesome quick episode with my good buddy Keith Nelson and myself right here on the Career Musician Podcast.
Recording, because what you're saying is so valuable.
I mean, that's what they want. I mean, we're trying to get them, most of the young people, but we want them to understand what their value is.
Right.
And from a composing, arranging, playing, I mean, if they understand that, look, everything that you do can be on a contract, and then you put the AFM to work for you.
That's right.
They're out there tracking your stuff now. You know, they're the ones that say, hey, man, look at there. Here's the person on the contract. Very good.
Yes,
all right.
Yes,
and then
yes.
They're going after them. That's part of what we're trying to do. Let's go and get those royalties. Let's try to build those up.
Right.
I mean, I
use the resources that are available to you to your advantage.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
And we support each other.
That's right.
So that's an interesting concept, because one of the things that I try to help young people understand is a union is, even though we're interested in you as an individual, it's still a uniting of people with another. You joined
the essence of the word.
Yes.
So
it's not a solo, and we're supporting each other.
That's
and
right.
The stronger one person is, the stronger the whole is. Sure, some people have more opportunities than others. That doesn't stop you from creating your own or helping you with other opportunities. So it's as you said, the future that you can create for yourself, health benefits, working conditions. We know we have a little bit of a struggle with our pension fund. However, if the employer's paying it, why wouldn't you take it?
Take advantage of it.
I mean, I just don't understand. You know?
Exactly.
And teach yourself to go, you know what? Not only is the employer making an investment for myself, I'll make one for my own, for myself
right.
as well.
Right.
So what would that be? Well, look into it. What are you investing in where your money will make you money for later down the line?
That's right.
So this is a union concept. This is a musicians collective concept that we're looking out for our future. There's nothing worse than someone who shared the love of their instrument and their beauty of music for 20, 30 years without anybody making any contributions into their future. They come, they get sick at 50 years old, 55, and they're out on the street. They got nothing. And everyone's like, oh, that was a beautiful person. So bad. Too bad. So sad. Sorry. As opposed to, we have this relationship with this union that we're united. And people have been, this stuff has been building up. And people are looking out for you. There's also, what about the benefit funds? Those that will look out, the Louis Petrillo Fund. And then each local has some hardship fund. Someone's in trouble. So they're to help.
They'll help, yeah.
So it's a support group that is worth looking into. And the future is wide open because the youngsters can turn a union into whatever they want it to be. But wow. They got to be involved. You got to get started. And don't back out. And don't be short-sighted. It's the long haul. Yeah. I mean, you want to look 10, 20, 20 30 years down the line. You know.
Get up, dress up, show up.
Yep.
And be involved.
I'm sure, like, for you probably got started when you were young, right? And the union things that were happening was kind of just because. Well, it's got to be on union contract. Okay, yeah, you're just doing it.
Right.
And, you know, you start in your 20s. Time you're 30, you're like, wait a minute, man, I got a pension?
Right.
I've got this, that, and the other? And that 10 years went by like a blur.
So, we all know how quick.
It was like all of a sudden you woke up, man, I was 30.
The older we get, the quicker it goes by, right? It seems like you're so right on that, man.
So, yeah, it's the future is still going to be with us supporting one another. And we'll get smashed if we're divided and fragmented.
Mm.
So having the conversations even, just continue to have the conversation and look down the line. You know what? You could help us older people get it right for you.
Right.
Tell us what's going on. How's it going? You know?
Right.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Is it so imperative, I believe, that this is what John and I have been talking about. The music business has changed drastically in the past handful of years, a decade or so. So now, what can we do to improve the services of the union? You know, how do we change and grow with the status of the industry, right?
Right. Well, they're telling us how it's going to go. And, you know, for instance, a lot of us have relationships now because we went to high school and college with the people that are running the stuff. Right. Oh, but that's what you're doing right now, the youngsters. That's what they're doing.
Right.
Those people that you're going to high school with, those that you're going to college with, some of them guys are going to be running those businesses. And that's your buddy.
And that's your
friend. You know? I mean, you know, so you're the musician, and that's your friend. You tell us what you need, how it's going to work, and how you're going to make it better for your friends, your peers.
Wow.
Right? Because we don't know that. You got everyone, each era speaks their own language.
Mm.
Like each set of young
Great
folks.
Great line.
So you guys have what you're doing now. And we're trying to understand you. We're here to support you. And we wanted to continue. Get involved.
Get involved.
Get involved.
Okay, so let me give you a little disclaimer. We're on break at soundcheck for this gig with David Foster, so there's a lot of noise. You have to forgive all the background talking and clanking around and stuff. The crew is, you know, checking the gear. Probably the front of house guy, which is actually Carmen Educate. Big shout out to my boy Carmen. He's checking with the band in and out, making sure everything's good. The stage manager is running around, making sure we're on schedule. The monitor engineer, the backline techs, everybody is just kind of, you know, doing their job. So it's a little chaotic, but I thought this was the perfect opportunity to talk to Keith. What I really like about what Keith is saying is that each era has their own language. So each era of career musicians speak their own language. And something that I always say, methods change, but principles remain the same. And I think that's what Keith is getting at here. So as the younger generation comes in of career musician, you know, we're asking you to tell the veteran generation of career musicians what you need. What are you looking for? How do you foresee your future going? You know, the more communication we have in this area, the better we can help equip you to succeed in the future. And that's what the career musician is all about. That's why I do this podcast. Look, this podcast is a labor of love. I have not monetized it since day one. It's all about bringing the community of career musicians together, sharing the knowledge and the wisdom and the tried and true experience from people like myself. Look, I'm in my 40s, so I might be able to help somebody out in their 20s and say, hey, watch out for this. Or if you're faced with this dilemma or this decision, maybe I can help inform you. It doesn't mean that I'm going to sit down and tell you exactly what to do. But, you know, talking about it, chopping it up can definitely help. So once again, get involved is the message here that Keith is trying to portray. And he's with Local 369 of the American Federation of Musicians. He's actually the secretary treasurer. So he knows from firsthand experience exactly what the deal is here. As you know, Vegas is a huge music town. Obviously, because of all the venues, they need to hire live musicians. And if you live there and you're a musician, go shout out to him, man. Go say hi. Hit him up online. You know, get to know your local wherever you are. Again, the local is there to help you. The union will help you, especially for the bigger, quote unquote, contracted gigs.
Go behind the scenes with host Nomad to gain inside knowledge of entertainment business from the world's leading musicians, artists, producers, managers, and more.
Want to learn more about a particular topic? Tag at the Career Musician and use hashtag Career Musician to let us know what you'd like to hear.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Show. If you don't want us showing up, we'll help you to do it. Remember, in fact, that's where we're really at the best, because you have the relationship with, and you can create anything you want. Everything that you do, don't, and I tell them, don't diminish your value. See, you have a high value. When someone wants you, they're not going away from you to go someplace else. You have the flavor. You have whatever that is. Might be the look, the sound, the tone, whatever. So don't be afraid to say, you know,
this is really good, but I just need to put this on the contract because of these things.
I feel like I need to share a little bit about my experience with the Musicians Union. When I first moved to Nashville, Tennessee from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, back in, I think it was 97, I heard that the union was the place to be. You had to join the union in order to get the big sessions. After all, that's why I moved to Nashville, to be a session cat, right? So I get there, and in the first year or so, it was a little bit of a struggle. I had a day job, blah, 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 doing my thing, breaking into the scene. But by the second year, I decided to join at the prompting of some good friends. And believe it or not, yeah, it was like 200 and whatever it was. But I started getting royalties pretty quickly. I would say by the third or fourth year, after I was playing on some records, I would start to get special payments, sound recording special payment funds, which means that they take all of the sales of a record. So whether it's, a single or an album, they take all of these sales that are compiled, right? These digital sales, they aggregate all of that information. And they not only pay, of course, the artists get their royalties, that's a little different, much heftier on those ends, but the producers and so forth, but also the musicians who play on these records. What they do is they put a giant fund together, and then they split that fund up between all of the musicians who have played on all of these records over the course of the year. Okay, and that is calculated every single year. So when I got my first quote unquote special payments fund, that's what they call it, or special payments check, you know, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Now, are you eligible to collect special payments if you're not a union member? I believe you are. But if you are a union member, it's a lot easier to get recognized. Your name is already on the roster. It's already in the databases, and these checks come immediately to you. Take it a step further, when I came out to Los Angeles to pursue film and TV back in 2005, I learned especially about the Film Music Secondary Market Fund. So what that means is when you play on a movie sound score, okay, a movie, soundtrack, sound score, then they calculate all of those sales when the movie is sold to a secondary market, such as video on demand. Back then, of course, DVD was really popular, so that was a thing. But now it's mostly video on demand, and I think we're negotiating some streaming contracts with the movie industry to date. So once again, if you're playing on film scores, you're getting a dividend of those funds. Every year, these pay out. These are just two examples of how the union could be beneficial. Now, for me, those payments were always far more than my union dues were. Okay, so if I paid, and I think now it's almost $300 a year, but if I paid $300 for my annual dues, trust me, I made that plus a lot more between those two royalty payments. Another thing is the AFM SAG After Fund. So if you're doing any kind of TV and film, especially in a live setting, you're gonna get special payments from them as well, or these royalty payments rather, from the SAG After Fund. You do not have to be a member of the SAG After Union, but it is beneficial if you're doing a lot of that TV work. Now, another secret that most musicians don't know is that if you're singing on these live broadcasts, you actually get more money. So I would always make sure that I have a microphone in front of me and then I'm singing something. I don't care what it is, but you best believe that I'm gonna sing on that live broadcast, so I'm eligible to earn those royalties. These are just some of the ways that the union has benefited me. So whatever city you live in, make sure you get to know everybody at your AFM local. And lastly, another department that I wanted to mention is the recording department. For several albums that I've played on, I had to go talk to my representative here at the local 47 in LA about getting paid. Oftentimes, record labels have this bureaucratic red tape, and it could take forever to get paid. If you go talk to your local rep at the recording department for those album or record recordings, they can help follow up with the record label and the producer and make sure that you get paid. Also, if you have been stiffed, like if these folks just are not paying you from the record label or the production company or whomever it is, the union will definitely advocate on your behalf and chase down these monies for you. Myself, personally, I have benefited from this alone. Once again, do not cut yourself short. Do not diminish yourself. As Keith Nelson says, you are worth it. You are talented and you are capable. You just got to put your mind to it. Be proactive, be disciplined, be determined. Don't stop, don't give up. Get after it every day. You can make it happen. Nomad here, the career musician. Please subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you listen to or add it to your playlist on Spotify. Subscribe on YouTube. Leave comments. Follow us, like us, love us. And most of all, do us a huge favor. Go to Apple Podcasts and rate us and leave a review, as this will help us get higher ratings so we can reach more career musician ears out there and help spread the message.
Being a career musician is more than just gigs and sessions. Are you a career musician? Find out on the Career Musician Podcast, streaming everywhere.
Making music is easy. Making money in music is not. Join Nomad as he talks about the ups, downs, and turnarounds of the music biz.
I'm just a nomad, nowhere man. Writing the songs in this one-man band. A nomad, yeah. I'm a nomad, yeah. Ooh, oh, oh. So hush now, darling, you'll be fine.
Hey, this is Nomad, host and creator of the Career Musician Podcast, and I am thoroughly stoked to be an official member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Pantheon Podcast Network is the first of its kind as an all-music-based podcast collective. Please be sure to check us out at pantheonpodcast.com for more info.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.